On July 17th of this year, Governor Beshear issued an executive order to establish the Office of the Kentucky Health Benefit Exchange. And then in September, the governor announced the membership of an advisory board representing a large group of stakeholders. We are in the process of hiring staff. We have submitted to HHS the Essential Health Benefits Plan. We did that in October. We've signed a contract with an IT vendor to develop the portal for the exchange. We've also signed an agreement with an advertising agency to develop the marketing and communications for the exchange.
You mentioned the stakeholders involved. What sort of groups are working together to craft what the exchange will look like?
Well, Kentucky decided to pursue a state-based exchange because what we heard from a number of stakeholders, including the Chamber of Commerce, the Kentucky Hospital Association, consumers, insurers, others out in small business owners out in the state, that Kentucky wanted to operate its own exchange because it would prevent dual regulation of the insurance market as well as put Kentucky in control of determining what the benefits would be for its citizens, since it is more familiar with Kentucky's unique regional and economic needs.
Talk about what some of those unique needs are. Why would a plan that the federal government would roll out not necessarily be a good one for your state?
Kentucky's population is fairly diverse. We have several pockets that are more urban, and then we have a large part of the state that is rural. We have a very high number of people who are on Medicaid in this state who are below the federal poverty level. We also have a lot of health conditions. Kentucky has the highest rate of cancer deaths. We have the fourth highest rate of cardiovascular mortality, the fifth highest rate for heart disease mortality, and 12th in the nation for stroke mortality. Our overall lifestyles are serving to fuel the prevalence of disease in Kentucky as well. We eat the wrong things. We're not getting enough exercise, and too many people in our state use tobacco products. In fact, in this state, 24.8% of the population smokes.
It hasn't been that many months since the ball started rolling, but is it possible to gauge how far along you are in the process of formulating what the exchange will look like in terms of how many insurance plans will be offered or how many companies will be participating, what a rollout day will be for enrollment?
It's probably a little early to speculate about the number of insurance companies. We will have open enrollment in October of 2013. And, of course, the exchange will have to be up and fully operational by January 1st of 2014.
Have you run into any unexpected challenges or glitches as you've started the planning process?
I'm not aware of any. We held a number of public forums out around the state in pretty much all regions of the state to receive feedback and answer questions from individuals, consumers, small businesses, citizens who were interested in this or had opinions. We did receive quite a bit of input from those. We've also had a number of people who are opposed to the operation of a state-based exchange, mostly because of opposition to the Affordable Care Act itself.
Of the people that wanted to give their opinion about how the exchange will work, what were some of the most frequently heard opinions?
I think a lot of what we hear is just misunderstanding of what a state-based exchange will be. A lot of people believe that it is a government-operated healthcare system, when in fact it is a marketplace for individuals to go and purchase insurance, much the same way that they can currently go online and compare hotel rates, the cost of flying different airlines, and that sort of thing. It'll be a way for people to go in, put in all of their information, and find a plan that best suits their needs. And a lot of people, I think, don't understand that. And so that's the challenge that we're facing, trying to educate people about that.